From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County reminding residents your property taxes are due now. The second half of Humboldt County property taxes have to be paid by Wednesday in order to be timely, and mailed payments must be postmarked by the same date. You can go to humboldtgov.org to find the answers to many questions you might have. Payments can be made online, but those payments do involve processing by private companies, so there is a service fee charged by the contractors. You may also call and make credit payments over the phone, 855-335-3132. The same service fees apply. Well, 5 months after he disappeared, a missing man's family is still seeking clues as to his whereabouts. Troy Wigington, a surgery tech at St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka, was last seen on December 11th while leaving his home on F Street. Redwood Times reports the family issued a statement saying it suspects foul play. His immediate family does not live in the area and so is looking for community input as to what might have happened to him. They were in Eureka over the weekend conducting searches in wooded areas around his home and to brainstorm on what to do next. Smoke alarms may well have helped things from getting far worse at a house fire in Eureka over the weekend. An extension cord under a couch caught fire in a home on the 2280 block of Ohio Street. The people inside were all asleep but were awakened by a working smoke detector and managed to put the fire out themselves and get out of the house. Arriving crews helped one occupant who did have a minor injury. Firefighters were also able to remove the smoke from the residence and help remove ash and debris from the home. Damage to the home localized to the carpet and the couch. It's 7 years behind bars for a man involved in the July 2015 killing of Georgia tourist Khan Lam, who died from head injuries after a fight in a Garberville alley. William Lamar Hinson III ended up in a situation in which Lam attacked a man in a van with his family while Lam was searching for his lost dog after his vehicle broke down. The incident drew a group of men who began attacking Lam. Hinson say prosecutors killed Lam by striking him in the head with a piece of wood. Lost Coast Outpost reporting Alan McCloskey is dropping his bid for the 1st District seat on the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors. Last week, LCO laid out allegations of criminal misconduct in McCloskey's past. For his part, McCloskey had claimed the Outpost misrepresented an interview it did with him. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.